بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن أبي جري الهجيمي رضي الله عنه قال: أتيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقلت: يا رسول الله، إن قوم من أهل البادية، فعلمنا شيئا ينفعنا الله به. حضرت أبو جري الهجيمي رضي الله عنه says: I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are a group of people from the countryside, from the farmlands. We are dehatis, we are villages. So teach us something that Allah ta'ala will cause us to gain benefit from. So they asked for advice and they also introduced themselves. On the point of introduction, then the etiquette is when we meet someone and we're meeting them for the first time, especially from the lives of our elders, then we should explain clearly our name and where we're from, introduce ourselves to the pious people whenever we meet them. Don't wait for them to ask us. Sometimes we forget, then they ask us. So when a person goes to the pious, he should explain, this is my name, this is where I am from. A brief introduction of oneself. And just for further benefit, I was hearing that once one of my ustads, he met one of the senior pious ulama. So that pious alim asked him, what kitabs do you teach? So he could have said, I teach hadith. But he started from the very, very basic kitabs, elementary books. I teach this kitab, yeah, which was one of the basic elementary books, which we will say small kitabs. But that is the etiquette, that in front of the elder, you don't make yourself big. One of our elders said, in Tabligh, he said, Chota banna bahut mushkil hai. Chota banna bahut mushkil hai. A lot of problems come when a person wants to be big. He doesn't want to make himself small. In the lives of our pious elders, we find this was a very, very amazing feature, that they always made themselves small, no matter how big they were. I was reading about Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani rahmatullah alayhi. He taught for 18 years. For 18 years he taught in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his classes were the biggest. That the ulama, the Arab ulama and the other ulama started envying him. They thought he knew all the kitabs by heart. That's how he used to teach. He says he used to sleep 3.5 hours at night. Only 3.5 hours at night. But sometimes after weeks of tiredness, he'll sleep one time, 7 hours during the day. But he put so much of effort into teaching. But the message will come while he's teaching. Message will come, your father is calling you. He'll leave everything and he'll run. Papa, what you want? I need you to come build. We're building here. Yeah? Come build. Leave everything and he'll go on. One day he was coming at night. He was coming late at night. It was dark. So someone couldn't see properly. He needed some help. I need something. So Maulana went there immediately without hesitation. Gee, how can I help you? So he didn't know it was Maulana. So he said, I want to smoke hookah. I want to smoke hookah. Maulana said, don't worry, I'll sort it out for you. So in the meanwhile, this man went away. When he's coming back, he's seeing his Maulana. He don't know what to do now. Shivering, shaking. Maulana said, don't worry, don't worry. So they were like that, genuine people. Hazrat Maulana Mahmudul Hassan Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Ali. One alim came, he came with a Hindu person and they were staying over as a guest. In the middle of the night, see someone is pressing, this Hindu. Maulana is saying, see Maulana, Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Ali is pressing the Hindu. So he rushed, he said, Maulana, leave him, I'll. He said, no, he is my guest, he is my mehman, I will press him. So this was the qualities of the pious elders. Nevertheless, we went a bit off topic here. So they came for nasihat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Do not regard any good to be trivial. ولو أن تفرغ من ذلك في إناء المستسقي. Even if you give some water from your container, from your bucket, and you put it for someone else, that also is very, very great. You share some water. We mentioned in the past, now the days are getting hot. We have a lot of people standing on the robots. We have a lot of containers, bottles. Just fill some water, put it in the fridge. And when we're going, don't forget to take 3 or 4 bottles. Give it to these people. What else you can do but washing themselves and drinking the water, and you'll get the reward for that. وَلَوْ أَن تُكَلِّمَ أَخَاكَ وَوَجْهُكَ إِلَيْهِ مُنْبَسِطٍ. And when you speak to your brother, then don't regard this to be small, that you are smiling at him with a cheerful face. And then inshallah we'll continue tomorrow. So the advice that was given, don't regard anything to be trivial, even if you're sharing some water from your bucket, and you're speaking to your brother with a cheerful face.